If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
72 degrees now at 8:49. Florida's six-week abortion ban during a campaign visit by Vice President Kamala Harris. As we've been reporting this morning, there are political and legal implications to this new law that takes effect on this 1st of May, which is why we turn in these kinds of stories and situations to WOKV political and legal analyst Rick Mullaney from the JU Public Policy Institute, himself a lawyer and obviously looking through the state constitution. I would consider you, I'll make you a state constitutional scholar, Rick. How about that? Doesn't get you any more money,
thanks,
by the way.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, no
trouble. Good,
yeah, good morning. So walk me through let's start with the legal implications of this first. What changes immediately today in the landscape across Florida?
Well, bottom line is today, May 1st, the six-week ban in Florida goes into effect, and it's a little helpful to understand the chronology and how this happened. The Florida legislature in the spring of 2022 passed a 15-week ban, which, by the way, at the time was inconsistent with Roe versus Wade, which had a viability standard, which was roughly 24 weeks. But after the Florida legislature passed it in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court that summer in Dobbs overturned Roe versus Wade, and therefore and returned it to the states. So now that 15-week ban in Florida was in effect. Separately, however, there was an appeal to the Florida Supreme Court to see, did Florida have an independent constitutional right under the privacy provision of Florida's Constitution to an abortion? And that was before the Florida Supreme Court. And then in 2023, the Florida legislature went even further. It took it from 15 weeks to a six-week ban, dependent on what the Florida Supreme Court stated and ruled. And as we all know, the Florida Supreme Court this year in 2024 ruled, number one, that the six-week ban would go into effect because there's no separate Florida right to privacy, right to an abortion. So the six-week ban would go into effect May 1st, which is today. And secondly, that the initiative for November would be on the ballot, and that the people of Florida would then decide whether they're going to keep the six-week ban or whether they were going to go to, in effect, a viability standard, and that's the vote. So that's sort of the history of it, with the Florida Supreme Court rejecting the notion that there is an independent Florida constitutional right to an abortion. If this amendment passes in November, however, there will be a Florida constitutional right to an abortion based on viability.
And under that amendment, would it be January 1st, I think?
Yes, that would go into the vote would be in November. It would go into effect of January 1st of 2025.
So what's happening in clinics and doctors' offices today? Are there legal implications or penalties that a provider would face immediately today for someone who goes in to seek the procedure?
I think today is going to be a bit of a challenge because there's going to be some confusion because 15 weeks has been the standard now for a couple of years. So there's going to have to be an education process to say this is going into effect today. And by the way, and then of course the confusion and the ballot coming up in November. There are some exceptions into that. And what you've already seen is that some will be looking to go to other states. Because in Florida, when you get past 6 weeks, as of today, there's not going to be a prosecution of an individual seeking an abortion, of course, and there wouldn't be. But in effect, you're going to see that change goes into effect today. And it's going to take a while to transition into that, Rich.
Does this also cover the medical abortion, the pills that are available? And how about like pharmacies, for example, or pharmacists who oversee those?
You know, Rich, that is growing in use all throughout the country. And that is working its way up through the courts also, because that has become more and more popular, and there has not been a definitive ruling on that. That is being litigated right now, and that has growing popularity.
Mm. So here we are with this new law that's in effect, and it's immediately attracting Vice President Kamala Harris, President Biden putting out a video yesterday talking about reproductive rights as a right and an issue in the on the ballot, directly blaming former President Trump for the Supreme Court justices and the like. Do you see this becoming a bigger issue over the coming months in Florida, maybe taking over things like immigration, the economy?
For the Democrats, there is no doubt that abortion is going to be a major focus in the presidential race and for the midterms in Congress. Abortion is going to be, you'll be hearing, and it won't be just abortion. They'll be tying it to freedom, to democracy. So the short answer to that is yes, it will be a really big issue. Now, the Biden campaign believes this puts Florida play. So far, the polling doesn't reflect that. A recent poll out of FAU in South Florida shows a 10-point lead for Donald Trump. That's down from 10 points. I mean, 10, now it's at 8 points. But as the summer plays out, that may narrow and get more competitive. But remember, Florida, which for more than two decades has been the prize in presidential elections and the swing state, has changed fairly dramatically. Now you have Republican registrations of 850,000 more Republican registrations than Democrats. You've seen a Democratic shift, demographic shift, with people moving from the North who are predominantly conservative. You've seen Hispanic voters trending Republican in Florida. So at least so far, this is still Donald Trump's area. This may narrow over time. And remember, in the 2022 midterms, when a red wave was expected, really one of the only places you saw a red wave was in Florida in those midterms. So while the Biden campaign optimistically says Florida is in play and you may see this narrow, so far it's still Donald Trump advantage in Florida.
Is there an opportunity for Trump on this issue? And I'm even thinking about the weekend meeting that Trump evidently had in Miami with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, not only with funding, but also with this issue specifically, where there may be a more firm endorsement of the new six-week law that takes effect in Florida.
I think it's highly unlikely you will see that from Donald Trump. We'll see. His position is, of course, it's up to the states. He's also been critical of this six-week ban. He believes, and I think a number of others believe, that the Republican legislature overplayed its hand by going from 15 weeks, which was generally accepted, to 6 weeks, which is politically challenging. There certainly is a good faith, passionate discussion, pro-life versus pro-choice. But when you get to within the first 3 months of that pregnancy, politically at least, that's advantage pro-choice. When you get to the last trimester, that's advantage pro-life. But there's this debate in between. So I think you're likely to see that in Florida, Donald Trump is not going to be endorsing or supporting the six-week ban. He will leave it up to the states. He may give it as an example of the states. But this is a challenge for the Republican Party, which has yet to find its footing when it comes to abortion.
You know, going back to the legal issue, Rick, as we consider what the landscape looks like with what Georgia and Alabama laws are as well, the closest place after 12 weeks, I believe, is Virginia or Illinois, but before 12 weeks would be North Carolina. So Florida Access Network is saying that it would cost a woman around $3,000 to travel to another state for the procedure. And Florida was receiving a lot of attention as a result of other states having more restrictive abortion laws on the books. So Florida was in a kind of a destination for many.
Rich, you are exactly right. And what you just outlined is one of the reasons why I believe this will become a more significant issue over the summer. Instead of Florida at the 15 weeks, which was politically the same as Mississippi, upheld by Dobbs in the U.S. Supreme Court, and a lot of people coming to Florida, more and more over the summer, this restriction, this limitation in Florida is going to gain attention. So I think it does gain traction as a political issue. Of course, it's on the ballot. And you can look with the Biden campaign to try to use this issue to narrow the gap, if not get Florida in play, although that's a tall order. But what you just outlined is one of the reasons why I think this will be a growing issue in Florida through November.
All right, WOKV's political and legal analyst Rick Mullaney from the JU Public Policy Institute, as always, appreciate it.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.